Testing. It's enough testing. We are live. We are ready for action. We are ready for Q&A. Salt Saturday. Welcome, Bike, to the channel. What's cracking, people?
Whoa.
My YouTube's going nuts. Sometimes I got YouTube behind the video, thus I'm getting two of me, and I already see too much of me because I see me there, and then I edit me afterwards. It's not about me, though. It's about you. Q and Assault Saturday, asking any sit star questions, any waiver wire, any trade target shit y'all got for me. This is BDGE. Big dogs got to eat. Fantasy football. My name is Nicholas. What's good, everybody? What's good, all my Patreons? If you want to be involved in next week's Patreon Q and Assault, patreon.com/BDGE. It's the weekend. We're about to have a good day. We're about to have a better night, and then hopefully a better Sunday. What's cracking, Daniel? What's up? Wow, not even getting hellos. Just straight into half PPR sit ones, Adam. Whatever you want to do with your Patreon membership, friend. Could have been friends. I can get my friends, you get your friends. We could be friends. I guess not. Half PPR, sit one. Chenault, Justin Jackson, Deontay Johnson, and Christian Kirk. I'm definitely going to start Justin Jackson. I'm going to start Christian Kirk and Deontay Johnson. I think I'm going to sit Chenault. He's exciting for a rookie, but realistically, he hasn't had a lot of consistency when it comes to ceiling. So Chenault doesn't really make me excited, especially with DJ Chark coming off a 14-target game. Big dogs, what up, Alex Shearer? Danny Sullivan, what's good? Let's get some AB talking here. Incredible value pickup this late in our season. Holder, move him right away. Which was initially leaning? Okay. I haven't touched on Antonio Brown. So he signs with the Buccaneers. He's going to be here for 1 year at thy minimum. Maybe they extend him at the end of the year. We'll see what happens. Antonio Brown, I'm pretty sure he is going to fit in immediately as the best wide receiver on the field for the Bucs. Which is crazy because he hasn't played in a long time. He played one game last year and absolutely balled out with Brady. And now he's coming back with Brady. So this obviously hurts Evans. This obviously hurts Godwin. This hurts all of the pieces that are on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, except for Brown. I wouldn't be surprised if he ends up being one of, if not the top two wide receivers to own fantasy-wise in the offense. I would say this probably hurts Godwin most because them two are probably going to be overlapping a little bit on the routes that they run and whatnot. So if you're in Dynasty, I'm fine selling Antonio Brown. There's a good chance that him and Brady or him and Arians have some kind of blow up and he's out of the league by the end of the year. But there's also a good chance that he ends up sticking around for the remainder of the year and becomes a fucking pivotal piece of this beautiful Tampa Bay Bucs offense. So I'm holding on to Brown for sure. If you could trade him in Dynasty for something nice, you know, like an early second rounder, if someone's really willing to give up something like that, I'm okay with it. But otherwise, you know, I'd rather kind of hold on and see what we got here in AB, because I think there's no question that he's still got the talent and he's going fucking feast when he's on the field. Question from Daniel. Need to stream a tight end. I currently picked up Gronk and have him in my lineup. Are confident starting him this week, or should I pick someone up like Cook, Tanyan, or Ebron half PPR? I'm completely fine with Gronk there. I want to say I have Gronk as like the tight end six, maybe seven. I have Gronk as a seven. I do have Jared Cook as the five because they're going to be without. I mean, first of all, they're going against Carolina. Second of all, they're going to be without Michael Thomas and Traquan Smith. So you can milk Gronk for what he's got left at this point. He is a cow in the version of fantasy football, and you could milk him for the 1 week that we're not going to have Antonio Brown on the field with him. I personally actually would probably go with Jared Cook over Gronk because there's no other weapons, there's no other options for Drew Brees. And depending on what happens with the Raiders offensive line, this might be a game where Tom Brady literally attempts like 18 passes. So I don't know if the volume is going to be there for Gronk. So I'm fine with Cook over Gronk. Dylan, we in this thing. Goddamn right we is. Thoughts on AB? Should I pick him up for Higgins? I mean, you need to pick up AB for sure, but you definitely can't drop Higgins. There's got to be another way to get him on your lineup. All right, Nick. Big Q is looking for that assault. Top three favorite tequilas. Looking to up my Mar game. So I'm kind of like, I find something and I stick with it, right? If it ain't broke, don't fix it. So I found my favorite tequila, and I don't know why the name is eluding me right now. I bought like four bottles of it earlier on last month, and I just finished it last weekend. It is called Tequila Ocho. Ocho Tequila Silver. That is my favorite mark. My favorite tequila. It's more expensive, but that's definitely the one I like most. Tequila Ocho. And then I'm fine with Casamigos. I'm fine with anything else that I'm making margs with, because you don't really taste it once you start mixing and making cocktails and shit. Where is AJ Dillon if Jones sits? He's definitely not startable for me. I think Jamal Williams, they trust Jamal Williams out there in Green Bay. I'm pretty sure we feel pretty confident that Jamal Williams gets a lot of the workload. Who should I start as my flex? Rojo, Robinson, McLaurin. That's really, really close there. I'm probably almost definitely getting Rojo in my lineup. The game situation and just how well he's played is in there. And then you have Robinson and McLaurin. It's kind of like a coin flip for me. I think the matchup is very tough for Robinson, and everything points to a big game and big matchup for Terry. So I might actually lean Terry there. Ryan, Chark, Debo, Traquan, Beasley, pick three, please, for half PPR. With John Brown out, I kind of like Beasley there. With both the other guys out, I'll probably roll with Chark for one. I'll go Beasley for one. And then you need to pick between Traquan and Debo. I don't know. I don't really like. I still think Debo's trying to get back to full force. And New England's obviously a tough opponent to go against in the air game. So I'm actually going to sit Debo there, Ryan. I know it's probably a bold pick, but. Trade analysis from Mr. Eric was good. Full PPR. Picked up Boston Scott off the waivers and bundled him and Drake for Kareem Hunt. Chubb owner, did I fleece, get fleece, or break even? So I picked up Boston Scott off the waivers and bundled him and Drake. Oh, I love that. I would easily take Kareem Hunt over there. You fucking fleeced him like it's winter. I need to get MG3 and Corey Davis off of IR, so drop two. P. Ryan, Ingram, Zach Moss, Darius Slayton. I'm fine with dropping either of them. Mark Ingram, I think you could definitely drop. I think he'll probably be limited, if not out, for the next like 3 weeks. P. Ryan, I kind of want to hold on to see if they make any moves in the backfield and actually start getting him a little bit more involved. So, I'm fine dropping any of those three running backs, realistically. P. Ryan, Ingram, Moss. I'm also fine keeping more of them and dropping Corey Davis, too. Because with A.J. Brown back, I don't really feel confident with Corey Davis doing a thing. Kevin Cruz, I missed you. I missed you more. Stick toe. Hey, cutie. Right bike. Nino. 1 point PPR, James White, AP, David Johnson, Malcolm Brown, need to. I'm definitely going to roll James White and David Johnson there. James White's been super involved recently. Tough matchup for typical running backs and outside weapons. I think James White probably catches a decent amount of balls. David Johnson, he's just a much better option than the other two. Ryan, full PPR, need three. Woods, Boyd, AJ Brown, Will Fuller, Rojo. Oof. Okay, so again, we're going to roll Rojo out there as one of them for sure. I don't think you could sit AJ Brown. I'm going to sit Woods for sure. And then between Boyd and Fuller, it's really, really hard to sit Fuller right now. In full PPR, I could see a scenario where I would sit him for Boyd. But I think he's just been too hot to sit. I don't think you could sit Fuller. So I'd start the latter three, AJ Brown, Will Fuller, and Rojo, even though I could see you sitting Fuller only because he's probably going to get a handful of Jair Alexander today, getting slapped in his face. But Cheyenne, hope you are well, mate. I hope you are even better. How do you feel about a triple Titan stack? Henry, AJ Brown, Ryan C, or play it safe with Matt Ryan against Detroit, full PPR? That's a good question. I think I have them like right next to each other. I got Matt Ryan at six. I got Tannehill all the way down to 10. So in my rankings, I would go with Stafford over it, and I'm fine fading the triple stack there too. I mean, you have to if I have more confidence in one of the two things not working for Tennessee, it's Derrick Henry in the ground game. But of course, you're not sitting Derrick Henry. So if you want to minimize risk, I would probably sit Tannehill for Stafford. Flex play, full PPR, Melvin Gordon or Allen Robinson. Oof. Holy shit. I wish there was like, honestly, I wish there was a fucking, like a once every 3 minutes you could do a question. Because he's just fucking go nuts after 2 seconds. I can't even focus. I wish I had a decaf coffee right now because I need something hot, but I don't need any more caffeine in my life. I already had a large coffee from Starbucks, and then I had something else afterwards. I can't even remember what. Ooh, I'm already yawning. What is my life? I'm going to start Allen Robinson, Kevin. What are your thoughts on Oakland this weekend? Got Jacobs, but nervous. Start Bobby Trees instead. Full PPR, both options equal pain. Yeah, I mean, it's obviously going to depend on the O-line. If they get him back, you're starting Jacobs. If not, I'll probably start Trees. Half PPR, Justin Jackson or Brandon Cooks? I feel more confident with the running back, so I'll go Justin Jackson. Pick two wide receivers and a flex, full PPR. Evans, Kupp, McLaurin, Debo, James White. I will go with Kupp. I will go with McLaurin, and I'll probably roll out the first three wide receivers, Tone. Evans, Kupp, McLaurin. Need for rest of season, Debo, Higgins, Deontay Johnson, Jerry Jeudy, Ruggs, Beasley, Renfro, Patrick. So you're keeping Debo for sure. You're keeping Higgins for sure. I'm going to say I want to keep Deontay Johnson as well. Beasley, I'm fine dropping. Renfro, I'm fine dropping. And then between Patrick, Jeudy, and Ruggs, they're all so fucking close. There's no one that I'm like really, really excited for. I might keep Ruggs there. Probably between Ruggs and Patrick. Half PPR, super flex. Need two wide receivers. Amari, Bobby Trees, T. Higgins, Debo. I'm going to roll with Amari and Bobby Trees. Need a tight end, Jonu, Tanyan. Do we have clarification? Jonu's back practicing in full, right? Or am I crazy? Jonu Smith, full practice, cool. Yeah, so you're getting Jonu in your lineups if he is on the field, which he is, so you're getting him in your fucking lineups. If so, facto. And then my super flex, Carr, or should I just throw Jacobs in? Oh, I guess you're kind of with the same issue for both. You're going to play Carr over Jacobs. If the offensive line's not there, it's still the quarterback. Standard, Woods or DJ Chark, shift Melvin Gordon or Justin Jackson as flex. Okay, so I'm going to take Chark over Woods. And then for flex, I still kind of like Melvin Gordon this week, man. But let's roll Justin Jackson there. The matchup is beautiful, and there should be plenty of scoring opportunities. With trade deadlines coming up, how long would you hold on to Justin Jackson if you don't have Eckler? I mean, dude, we're like 2 or 3 weeks into Eckler's injury. You're not going to have him for at least another month. I would hold on to Jackson if you need a running back. Pick two. I think like people jumped on what Anthony Lynn said, like he's going to be back later rather than sooner. It's like, yeah, we knew that this was going to be a 6+ week injury, and we're like Barrett. We're not even halfway through the 6 weeks. So he's not going to say like he's going to be back in 2 weeks. Like we already knew the timetable. Pick two, full PPR. Kenyon Drake, DeAndre Swift, Tyler Boyd, Melvin Gordon. I'll roll with... Ooh, that's tough. I'm actually going to roll with the two first running backs, Drake and DeAndre Swift. Favorite breakfast. I very rarely, if ever, eat breakfast. I typically, I guess if you want to say intermittent fast, I usually don't eat until around 2 or 3 o'clock. That's when I'll have my first meal. If I do eat breakfast, it's probably going to be something super high in protein and fat. So it'll be like eggs, bacon, steak, something along those lines. But that's like maybe once a week I'll eat breakfast. I usually just down about 17 cups of caffeine-filled liquid and fuck my whole day up. Big night eating guy. Last one from me, my man. I have both Lamar Jackson and Tom Brady with the addition of AB. Got to feel his Tom value is the number one bump over this whole signing. Who are you trading off between L. Jackson and Brady? Yeah, I mean, you got to feel good about Brady going forward for right now. Not this upcoming week, obviously, given the game script. But, I mean, you're not going to get, in a one quarterback league, you're not going to get any trade value on Brady. So if you're going to trade one of them, I'm fine. Like, L. Jackson is a guy you could trade. Godwin, Robbie Anderson, DJ Moore, Brandon Cooks, Chark. Pick three, full PPR. I'm a Panthers fan, but hate starting both Robbie and DJ. Yeah, I'm actually gonna go Robbie Anderson. I'm gonna go Brandon Cooks, and I'll stick with Godwin. So Godwin, Robbie Anderson, Brandon Cooks, Alex. David Woods, Crowder, Chark, pick two, full PPR. In a full PPR, I'm gonna play Crowder one. And I hate the matchup for Woods. I think, let me see where I have both these guys. together. I have Chark pretty, not that far down, but I have Chark all the way down to like 28, 29. So I will go with Woods and I'll go Crowder. I have Jacob, CH, and Carson, but my wide receiver core has been kind of bad. Outside of Jefferson, I have Woods and Chark. Should I sell one of my RBs for a wide receiver? And if so, who? If you could sell CEH, I'd be fine with it because Bell is going to take some work. And people, we're going to come off this big game and people are going to be like, no, it's his backfield. But like, I don't think Andy Reid's like, oh, wow, this guy's actually good. Maybe we should give him more touches than Le'Veon Bell. Like, he already knew what they had. Like, this game that he just had, the big game, is not news to anyone in the Kansas City Chiefs organization. So I still think this ends up being a timeshare eventually where Bell plays a lot of third downs, gets a lot of the pass catching work. He's going to be then the ultimate pass blocker there. So I'd move CEH if you want. Overall, though, I don't think, like, if you only need to start two wide receivers, Jefferson and Woods should get you there. But yeah, I would sell CEH, even though Jacobs has been a little bit disappointing. The schedule lightens up pretty tremendously, and he'll start getting good. Smash that thumbs up, big dogs. Facts. If you're watching this afterwards, or if you're watching this now and you have not hit the thumbs up button yet, go do so. It literally looks like that. You cannot miss it. You just scroll down like 0.2 seconds. Click the button, then you can scroll back up and continue yelling at me. Nick was reading your article about 14 things I've learned the hard way over the last decade: life, liberty, love, and the pursuit of crappiness. And I love the part about you can't love anything until you love yourself. It's true. You cannot love other things until you love yourself, because you'll just be picking out all the imperfections of other things until you learn that no one's perfect, including yourself. There are a lot of things that you don't like about yourself, but every single person has those things. So when you want to connect with someone else, you have to go into it realizing that they're not perfect and they're not going to love you for being perfect, because nobody's fucking perfect, okay? The quicker you can get out of that cycle in your head about not being perfect, the more open you will be to accepting other people. Okay, back to your regularly scheduled programming of fantasy questions. Pick three: Amari, Fuller, Lockett, AJB. Ooh. Just purely based on matchup, they're all great. They're all great players. I would sit Fuller because he's going to get a lot of Jair Alexander. I'm not going to feel good doing it, but I do want Amari, Lockett, and AJB in my lineups, Noah. Ryan, should I roll the Chargers defense even though I'm starting Robinson and Chark? James Robinson and Chark. Yes, I think you could still do it. Big favorites, 8-point favorites. I think it's gonna be another game where Minshew throws the ball 40 times, which could be good for wide receivers, good for the defense as well. As long as you're not in a league where like yards and everything count for it, I would be fine with it. But if it's just like points allowed, then yeah, I'm still okay rolling with the Chargers. You got it, Kevin. Solomane, Professor Ercolano, thoughts on Jared Cook? I snagged him off the waivers during his bye, and I'm thinking about shipping Andrews to the Lamar owner for Julio. Half PPR. I'm definitely fine. I mean, obviously Cook is not the same replacement as Andrews straight up, but like Andrews for Julio right now is something I would definitely do. Full PPR, play it safe with Crowder or go for the upside with Claypool or Deontay. Full PPR, I'm going to have Crowder ranked above. I mean, listen, like Crowder's not just like a safe guy. He's shown a lot of upside too. Like he's catching a ton of passes and he's actually running away with some big plays and shit too. So I personally would probably continue to throw Crowder in the full PPR lineup. Half PPR, start two wide receivers: Godwin, DJ Chark, Deontay Johnson, CeeDee, Keelan Cole, and Tim Patrick. Half PPR, I'm going to roll out Chris Godwin and I'm going to roll out CeeDee. I'm probably going to roll out CeeDee again, man. It's going to feel weird because Dalton's going to be without his whole offensive line, but I think that probably means a lot of quick hitting passes to his slot guy in CeeDee. Would you roll out Tannehill and Jonnu stack or diversify the revenue and play Jared Cook in full PPR? Yeah, I think I would be fine rolling out with the stack. If you got Jonnu, I don't think you could really sit him. Colossal, 12th team, full PPR. I'm in a hell of a pinch and I'm forced to start Gibson and McKissick. Ooh, against the Cowboys. It's either A.J. Dillon or Jamichael Hasty a better option than McKissick. I'm not playing A.J. Dillon. Yes, assuming Jones does not play, I don't want him in my lineup, especially not in a full PPR. Jamichael Hasty, honestly, I'd be fine throwing Hasty into over McKissick. The Cowboys, you know, I talked about it in one of the videos last week and then earlier this week about how I thought Kenyon Drake was way above Edmonds because Dallas lets up a ton of points and yards and stuff on the ground to running backs, but they do not allow a lot of receptions to running backs. So this could make sense. This could totally make sense for it being JaMychal Hasty over McKissick. So yeah, I mean, like, the football team's backfield is not something that you want to, is definitely not something that you want to double dip into. So Hasty over is fine. Favorite monkey knife fight game this weekend? Oh, I started yesterday's video off with it. So there's a touchdown dance in which you could take, I think it was Kamara. Let me pull it up right now. Felt a lot better when Aaron Jones was not questionable, but there's a fantastic fucking game where if you go in, click on new game, click on football, click on star shootout, early game, then you click on, oh, they took away the touchdown dance, and motherfuckers, because Aaron Jones is questionable. Oh no, it's right there. Never mind. I apologize. Monkey Knife Fight, still love you, baby. So it was Kareem Hunt, Alvin Kamara, and you could probably substitute Zeke or Derrick Henry for Aaron Jones. And all they got to do is hit three touchdowns combined. If you want to get risque and go with four touchdowns, I don't think that's a bad play either. MonkeyKnifeFight.com. Use a promo code BDGE when you sign up. You're going to double your deposit match. So if you want to throw $20 on those three running backs combined to score three total touchdowns, Kareem Hunt, Kamara, Aaron Jones, if he's healthy, Derrick Henry, whatever, you're going to double your money. Promo code BDGE. Mixon and Aaron Jones owner. Do I start Williams or Geo? Oof. Oh. That's really tough. I think I would actually go with Jamal Williams over Geo. Have you extended an offer to Hoodie Harrell? Dude seemed like a sharp. Yeah, he will probably be a featured character going forward. Not character, a featured real life human being, not Nick. He's big sharp guy. Miss the days when you were reviewing pre-workouts. Yeah, I think about some of the older days. Some of the shit I used to do on my channel was just so fucking random. Like, I would just be doing shit that made no absolute sense. Had no place or time for that in my videos, but I would just put them up for no fucking reason. Do like a pre-workout review that would get like 62 views.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Those were the days. Flex spot for this week. Deontay Johnson, Debo, or Lamb? Got Chark and Higgins in my lineup. I will go with Lamb there over Deontay and Debo. Nick, what up, dog? Overall thoughts on McKinnon? I feel like they're really going to make this a committee. And I feel like they're going to split work 50-50. And McKinnon probably gets the most work, but like I wouldn't be surprised if it ended up being a hot hand. So McKinnon for me is a low-end RB2 flex play. Okay, I lied to you, Nick. All y'all motherfuckers is lying all the time. That's my job. I'm allowed to lie to you. You can't lie to me. Nobody lies to me. I lie to me. What do you mean undelivered? Rude. One last question. J.K. Dobbins, similar feeling with the Ravens in their bye with the banged up Ingram, with them getting him the rock like the Lions did with Swift out of that bye. I feel like it's Gus Edwards, to be honest. I feel like he's the guy to own. Also, per advice from Noah, I traded Bobby Trees for Mike Davis because I'm 2-4. Was that a bad trade? Do you think C-Mac misses the Thursday game versus Atlanta? Yeah, I think C-Mac's probably going to be out for a couple more weeks. So, I mean, it depends on your league, but I don't hate that trade for you. Favorite brand of water, Bong Water. Gio against Cleveland or James Robinson against LA? I'll go James Robinson there, Anthony, in full PPR. Cue me stalking your olden days pre-workout videos. About to hit that 63 views, fam. Appreciate it. Start two running backs, half PPR. David Johnson, Mike Davis, Singletary, Lindsey, and okay. I think I would probably stop there and just go David Johnson and Mike Davis for sure. What's the move for Halloween this year? Man, I don't know. A friend of mine's having a party. She's throwing a party at her house, but it's in Jersey. A lot of my friends still live in New Jersey, and I like really don't want to go there for Halloween. But like, I don't have a lot of shit going on here in the city, so like, I might be forced into going. I don't want to go though. Pick one for the flex spot. CEH, Christian Kirk, Deontay Johnson. I'm starting Hunt and James Robinson as my 1 and 2. Yeah, I'll definitely throw CEH bike into the flex spot there. What you be squatting? I don't squat at all. I always had problems with my lower back, like growing up when I worked out. So I just switched to complete exercises that don't bother my back. So I do it. I basically just stick to lunges, and I think it's called Bulgarian squats or some shit, where you put one leg up backwards, you know, like up there, and then you just squat on the leg that's not on the elevated surface. So I just do it. I did a ton of those yesterday. My fucking thighs are on fire today. I think I've already asked this, but who has a better matchup this week, and who are you most confident starting as my flex, half PPR, McLaurin or Rojo? I mean, they both have great matchups, and they both should have big games, but I don't see a way that you could sit Rojo right now. Full PPR, D Swift or McKinnon? D Swift. Any big locks on NCAA? I don't follow college enough to feel good about giving you guys any fucking advice on betting and gambling on it. Have you ever tried college fantasy football? No, I have not. So you switched up on the hometown. I stay fucking switching up on my peoples. I don't trust nobody out here. Nobody. Listen, here's the thing. Like, I liked commuting from New Jersey to Manhattan. Once you're in Manhattan, like, you just don't go bike routes, man. You just don't do it. I'm not trying to hang out with the deers and shit in New Jersey. Have you been able to eat another oatmeal cream pie after that mayo sabotage? Yeah. It's like, it takes a minute. It's like eating a bad pudding. Like Ari Gold said, forget you smelt it and move on to the next one. What's up, Nick? What up, Cal? Full point PPR for my wide receiver 3 and flex spot. Crowder, Claypool, Higgins, Justin Jackson, Le'Veon Bell. So Justin Jackson needs to be in there for the flex for sure, and we are going to go with Crowder as your wide receiver 3. Kanye West podcast just dropped. Oh, with Rogan? I didn't know he was actually going to be on. I saw him tweeting at him that he wanted to get on it, but I didn't know that Rogan accepted it. Or did Kanye start his own thing? I just got a personal trainer. He had me do Bulgarian squats for the first time, and my legs almost fell off. Dude, those are great. I'm a really, really big fan of doing ISO movements. Anything that focuses on just one, like, just one side, or not one muscle, but one side at a time. Like, even when you're doing, like, flies and shit, if you do flies and you actually, like, and do one arm at a time, because you're able to extend yourself even further back with the machine, even if it's just machine flies, and you can come across your chest way more and get like a much bigger flexion in there. Whereas if you're doing two things together, you can only hit here and your chest muscle only stops right here. But if you're doing one at a time and you go more angled, you can go a little bit further with the thing and get more of a contraction. And that's usually like the same fucking thing with any exercise you do. You have a lot more mobility and you have a lot more flexibility with like being able to have more time under tension for that muscle. So anything like one leg or one arm or one muscle at a time, I like way more than doing two shits at a time. Not that anybody gives a fuck our ass, but that's what you get for coming and hanging out with me today. Pick 2 wide receivers to start full PPR. Chark, Higgins, Deontay Johnson, Christian Kirk. Oh man, I feel like those guys are literally like right next to each other in my rankings. We're gonna go with Chark for one of them, and then I'll probably go Deontay Johnson for the other one. Chark and Deontay. What's the next ink you're gonna get, and how do you decide what you're gonna get? I usually don't decide what I'm gonna get until I'm like on the way to the tattoo shop. It's more like I want to get one and then figure it out afterwards. And I don't know. I haven't really had the craving to get a new one in a while, so it might be another. What's today? It's October. Yeah. It might not be until the end of football season. I think the summer is usually. I think almost all of my tattoos have come in the summer. Ironically, I didn't realize that until now, but they usually all come when I have. I'm really like careless and I guess a little bit reckless in the summer, and all my thoughts about getting a tattoo come during the summer. In the winter, I'm just like, don't fucking talk to me. Don't look at me. Not leaving my apartment. Not doing shit besides this. Are you guys planning on doing another live stream? Yeah, we'll do another live stream, I'm sure, by the end of the season. I mean, we'll probably do like two during November, maybe one or two during December, and maybe the playoffs and shit. I'm not sure. We have to wait for the next. What are some big matchups coming up? Good games to stream. Not that we even ever fucking watch the actual games. Doesn't really matter, but. It's Rogan, word. How long was the Rogan pod? It's probably 4 hours with Kanye. Kanye, like, I loved Kanye up until, like, a few years ago. Even while he, like, got crazy and everyone started hating on him, I still really liked Kanye. But now I feel like he's just wildly fucking annoying and he's actually lost all of his fucking brain cells. Did I win the trade? I got Gaskin, gave away White and Edelman. Yeah, for sure. I can't believe someone would do that trade. When you guys send me some of the trades, I'm always, like, fucking flabber fucking gassed when you come in and you're telling me what you got. Like, how are you going to trade Gaskin? He's like a clear high-end running back two right now for two shitty pieces. Makes no damn sense. There's an old-ass woman wearing like cat ears right now, celebrating Halloween a week early. Respect. Big respect. Half PPR, flex option. Chark, Lindsey, Deontay, Singletary, Ruggs. I'll probably go Chark there. I love workouts that isolate muscle. Also, I play semi-pro football in Minnesota. I'm trying to get into 100% shape for next season. That's what's up. Yeah, I don't necessarily do like isolated muscles. I guess what I said was isolated muscles, but I don't really spend a lot of time doing isolated muscles, like just the bicep or something like that. But collectively, if you could do one side at a time, I think you're able to focus on just that side way more in the contraction. Had it go Thursday for snacks. Yeah, so they went, the game started at like 9. They literally drove down to Philly at like 2 o'clock, got a hotel room, and then tailgated in the hotel parking lot for like 7 hours. They got on TV. They were literally in the fucking New York Post. Let me bring up the picture. This is what happens. Like every time Snacks does something, he somehow ends up like being famous just for being a Giants fan. It always happens. Like, this shit was, like, the head of the sports picture in the New York Times. Like, that's Snacks right there. Snacks and three of my other friends. Actually, it's Snacks, his little brother, and two of our other friends. That's George from E-Town, maybe the other side. I don't know which one I'm pointing at. Yeah, this one. That's George from E-Town Get Down. Probably wearing, he's wearing the exact same fucking shirt he wore to the E-Town Get Down draft, too. Cream rises to the top, Nicholas, my friend. We know what Gus Edwards is, 3 yards in a pile of dust. DK Dobbins, I don't know, bro. Gus Edwards has been looking pretty damn good. Do you just keep it standard, triple sec and a mark, or do you class it up with anything else like Contra or Grand Marnier? Isn't Contra just a form of triple sec? Aren't they the same shits? I think I have Contra, in however you even say it, in my fridge right now. Whatever's on me, I use. I'm not picky with it. I'm just nice with it. Pick two, PPR, Bobby Trees, T. Higgins, Justin Jackson. I'm probably going to sit T. Higgins there, CJ. Are you still doing the monkey knife fight dance bet, even though Aaron Jones will probably be limited? No, I would take Aaron Jones out, and I would just throw in Zeke probably, either Zeke or Derrick Henry. I finesse my trades always. It's what we do over here, baby. I traded Tua, Hurst, and a second rounder. For D-Hop and James Robinson, I was light on both positions. Also sold pretty high to get Diggs, but I had an extra first round to spare. I'm assuming that's a super flex league. Either way, I like the trade for you. I like the D-Hop James Robinson side. Quantro? I feel like that's not right. Quantro? Is that really? Gibson or Melvin Gordon, rest of the season, full PPR. Oh, boy, that's close. That's really close. Let me check their matchups. Let me see what we got going on here. The Broncos already had their bye. I don't think the football team has not yet, but Gibson plays the Seahawks and the Panthers in the fantasy playoffs while he plays the Bills and the Chargers. Not too bad either way. Melvin's got a nice schedule for the rest of the season, and Gibson's still got to play. He's got a soft schedule too, but he plays at Pittsburgh, at the 49ers before the fantasy playoffs. I probably give it a light sling to Melvin Gordon, actually. All right, last question. What's the sexiest Halloween costume on a female? Man, I'm over all the fucking female Halloween costumes. They're all skanky. And also, like, girls my age don't really be dressing like that anymore. I'm 28, and, like, they're not always dressing like hoes. So, like, if, you know, if they do, they're usually, like, 21, 22. And, like, I'm, you know, it's Contro. There you go. See, Lauren knows what the fuck is up. I was about to say, it's definitely not Quantro. That doesn't make any sense. I don't know. Just bring some good fucking energy to the room, and that's attractive. Yeah, it's Dynasty Superflex. Yeah, that's what's up. It's hard to spell. I'm not even going to try to say that word out loud. Phonetically. In a bad situation in my other league, because Sanders got hurt. You hate to see it. Stop with that Quantro shit. Full point PPR, flex spot. Latavius Murray, Robert Hunyan, Nikhil Harry, Malcolm Brown, Breshad. All right, so I'm definitely sitting Breshad, Malcolm Brown, Nikhil. I really don't hate Latavius Murray at all. I kind of like him this week. Without Thomas, without Sanders, I mean, they're going to rely on the ground game, and they're going to rely on passing to their running back. So I kind of like Latavius there, Cal. I kind of like him. I like Mr. Latavius. I need to get some water.
Water?
I'm going to a I'm going to chug this real quick. You know what my problem is? My problem is that wasn't even close. My problem is I get dehydrated, and then I'm like, oh, I have to drink water, and then I chug a bunch of water, and then I have to pee like 40 times in an hour. And then so I stop drinking water because I'm peeing so much, and then I get dehydrated again. It's a bad cycle. It's like when you have a bad night of sleep, and then you fucking supplement it with a bunch of caffeine, which leads you to end up having another bad night of sleep. It's pretty much the cycle of my life. Anyways, there's a girl that I'm friends with in my apartment complex. It's her birthday today. So they're throwing like a little party on the rooftop of the apartment. And then after that, we're going to a fucking bowling. It's like a luxury bowling alley lounge. And it's an open bar. It's an open bar at a bowling alley that we have for like 2 hours. So I'm like excited, but I'm also a little bit nervous. I haven't been to an open bar in like over a year probably. So I'm going to be fucking wasted. I can already tell you the content this upcoming week is going to be shit. Because anytime I get too drunk on Saturday night, it kills Monday, Tuesday for me. Should we be thinking about replacing Aaron Jones in that touchdown dance with Rojo? LV worst run D. Actually, you know what, Eric? That's a good idea too. There's so many workhorses on that slate. I feel like Kamara and whoever the other one, I keep forgetting who the fuck it was in the second place, will probably like get it themselves. I think Rojo's a good deal too. Kareem Hunt. There you go. Yeah, Kareem Hunt and Kareem Hunt and Kamara. I almost forgot Kamara. Nick, you got to get the hydrated Spark water bottle. Reminds you when to drink water and connects to an app on your phone. Ooh. Let me check that shit out. What is it? Hydrate Spark smart water bottle. Damn, this shit's be like neon green. That's legit. I drink a lot of water. I just am not good at like pacing myself on how I get to it. I actually chug usually a full 32 ounce water, like one of the big Gatorades, you know, like how Gatorade comes in like them thick bottles. I'll fill up a whole water and I'll put it next to my bed. So when I wake up, I chug the whole thing, which is pretty much half the water that you even need for the entire day. So I drink a lot of water throughout the day, just like very inefficient in terms of pacing myself. This shit looks legit though. Vlog the open bar. Maybe. I don't really know the people that well. Like I'm friends with them, but most of the people that will be there I've never met or have only hung out with like once. I don't really like sticking cameras in random people's faces. But I do have a good setup for it. We'll see. Maybe I will. I'll probably just take some footage on my phone and throw it into the next vlog. I appreciate you, Cal. Thank you for supporting me, buddy. Got off for Jay Taylor and Chark for Swift and Terry. Need a solid running back. Do you like the trade? Also, what's the best fantasy punishment you've heard of? That's close. That's really fucking close, man. I want to see what we have in Swift really badly. But I'll be honest, I would probably take the Taylor side right now just because I have a lot more confidence in Taylor being a steady piece over Swift. I took the touchdown dance with Jones right after your vid yesterday. If a guy gets ruled out after, can you change that part of the bet? I'm actually not sure. I'm not sure actually how that works. I would say you should contact them. I believe their help thing is, hold on one sec. Let me pull it up for you. I would just email them real quickly and ask them at MKF. I feel like they might just cancel the game that you had up there if one of them doesn't play. But you could email support@monkeyknifefight.com. support@monkeyknifefight.com. Just ask them quickly. They'll get back to you. Worst fantasy punishment. Okay, so worst fantasy punishment I've seen. I had a bad one. I lost the E-Town Get Down League like 5 years ago, maybe. 5 or 6 years ago when we first turned 21. And my punishment was we went to an open mic night, an open comedy club mic night in Manhattan. And I had to go up and do the open mic. And everyone else in the league wrote the punishment, or wrote the jokes for me. So I went through like 10 or 11 jokes. They were brutal. And that was a bad one. This upcoming year, Animal's 0-6, so it's probably going to be him. He's going to have to spend 18 hours in the woods with no equipment or anything, so that's except for a water bottle and a machete. So that should be fun. Otherwise, there's so many good ones. I would love to do the tattoo one, but like I would enjoy that too much, and I feel like no one else wants to get tattoos. I think like having to take the SAT is a really funny one. While everyone else like tailgates before the SAT starts in the parking lot, that'd be good. I just like anything like public humiliation is fun, or that we can make really good content out of it. Choose two running backs to stash, half PPR. Singletary, Dobbins, McKissick, Jamal. Who would you drop out of all these options? I mean, if you need to play, I would hold on to Jamal right now because Aaron Jones might get ruled out. So I'd probably hold on to Dobbins. If you're not going to play Jamal this week, you could drop McKissick and Jamal. If you're going to need to play Jamal this week, play him. And then I'd probably... That's tough. Because you want to keep Singletary and Dobbins. Coming off the bye, Ingram might not be playing. So you want to see what Dobbins' role is going to be. But Singletary is also the starting running back there, so it gets a little iffy. Tim Patrick or Keelan Cole? Both good matchups. I would probably say Tim Patrick. Nick, have some awesome fun today at the fun event. You make my Saturdays awesome with your time, brother. Also, my wife laughs often at your fun content. Appreciate you, Danny. I saw having to take a karate class and get... Oh, that's a great one. That's funny. Karate class, any kind of class I think is good, or like posting on Instagram once a day, new like yoga positions is funny, but those are kind of played out. A lot of people have done them. Thanks for all your advice. I need two. You got a Curtis Standard, non-PPR. Justin Jackson, Latavius Murray, Gio, Fournette. So it's going to be Justin and Gio. Yeah, Justin and Gio for me. Those two. All right, y'all. Looks like the questions have looks like the questions have settled down. So this is probably when I will hop the fuck out of Zai's stream and enjoy the rest of my Saturday. I hope y'all enjoy the rest of your Saturdays. If you watch the replay and you want to be live in the chat with me, I love that you tried to correct yourself dot day and then still fucked it up. I do that all the time. Make sure you sign up on patreon.com/BDGE/BDGE. You'll get access to the live stream. You will get our in-depth waiver wire article. You will get our weekly and dynasty rankings. You will get access to our Discord channel as well, which is on and popping all the time. I appreciate y'all. Make sure you hit the thumbs up button. Make sure you subscribe to the channel if you are new. Make sure you go hit Monkey Knife Fight, that touchdown dance. That touchdown, do a little fucking Crip Walk dance. All right? Once you hit submit, make sure you do a little fucking dance on it. We're going to win some money. And Dot Day, yes, you could definitely stream Geo. Absolutely a high-end RB2 for this week. I love y'all. Take care. Say hi to your mamas.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.